me today. You are listening to WUSB Stony Brook. That is WUSB Stony Brook at 90.1 FM and W297BM Stony Brook at 107.3 FM. And we will continue on. We have some information coming up. But first, a couple of words of information.
Did you know? Suffolk County Police Department's Community Relations Bureau provides drug education for free to schools and communities. Contact them at 631-852-6109. That's 631-852-6109. How to help someone experiencing emotional distress. 1. Look for the facts. Feelings, hopelessness, excessive worry, burdensomeness, rejection, worthlessness. Actions, impulsiveness, self-harm, increased drug or alcohol use, giving away possessions, looking for a way to die, such as saving up pills, gaining access to a gun, or searching online. Changes, particularly in the presence of other warning signs, changes in attitude, moods, behaviors, or social connections, sudden change in sleep or eating habits. Threats, specific or vague statements or any expression of death or suicide can be written, spoken, activity on social media, or nonverbal threats. Situations, life changes that cause the person to be overwhelmed, unprepared, or triggered, such as personal loss, connections to death, bullying, or abuse failures, or getting in trouble. Keep my message
in. We're going to hold off on this. We did that already. So, let me see where we're going to go right here. I'm going to do a jazz piece. I was going through some CDs, and I was really looking for another tune by this artist, and decided to digitize some of these CDs I had laying around, and there are hundreds and hundreds of them all over the place, and they're not organized. I got to get shelves, I guess, or I don't know. Maybe I'll just digitize all of them and get rid of them. But it used to be something called the Classic American Guitar Show, and for several of the Classic American Guitar Shows, they had a rhythm section, and they had something called the they had like a performance lounge. I forget exactly what they called it, but, you had the part of the guitar show that you could look at all the guitars and the accessories and everything and spend money on that. Or, because it started at Five Towns College, they would have performances and workshops, clinics by some of the best jazz guitarists in the world. And the performance area, they had two gentlemen, a rhythm section, provided to play behind several guitar players. It was an upright bass player named Seth Fahey and David Picton, who I stayed in contact with for a few years and even had him up when I was at BAI. He brought his band up and performed live. And this is from a CD he gave me many years ago, back, maybe 2002. I'm scared to say, but that's when this CD came out. Something called A Moment's Notice from David Picton. Thank you.
Welcome back to Cafe Ali.
Good morning, Brother Ali. I have missed you, and happy Fair Housing Month.
Happy Fair Housing Month. Yes, I've missed you also. You know, I thought about contacting you for Women's History Month, but I said she's been on, oh no, was it at least five times?
Yes, but you don't ever have to worry about contacting me for anything. I love being on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And we love having you. I love absolutely. You're right on top of everything. It's great to hear your perspectives. Tell me what the latest that's going on is.
So we have a lot going on. The first thing we need to talk about is the Faith-Based Affordable Housing Act. This is an act that would allow faith-based organizations who currently own property to be able to work collaboratively with a developer and a community-based organization to build permanently affordable housing on their land. And we have been advocating for this act for the state to pass this legislation. It was not a Kathy Hochul idea. This actually came out of a response that our faith-based organizations have in response to the lack of affordable housing across New York State and on Long Island. So we have had and enjoyed support from many, many faith-based leaders, from imams to rabbis, to priests, to pastors. Mm-hmm. It is something that we are asking everyone to please call your local state elected and ask them to support this act, ask them to support this bill. Now, here's the thing. It will help the faith-based organizations in building to bypass zoning, but they will still have to meet all other local requirements. So meaning if there's a height requirement, they have to meet it. They're still going to have to connect to the infrastructure. They still are going to have to go through all of the building regulations and rules. So this is not an attempt to get around anything. This is really an attempt for faith-based organizations to, you know, especially when they have land languishing, to be able to address an important need instead of selling to storage companies and Amazon warehouses. And it also provides a new stream of income for localities, because they go from having a, you know, a religious exemption to now having a new tax aid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing we're asking people to do. We're also asking them to call the governor's office, call your local state elected officials, and ask them to have the governor in the budget provide $1 million for the New York State Education Department to create a commission to study the foundation aid formula. Because what we have going on right now is the governor making her own changes to foundation aid, and it's still not addressing the inequitable funding of districts of color. And instead, on Long Island, we have over 120 districts, many of them with declining enrollment, and they want to be held harmless when they could be working across districts to address any shortfalls. But more importantly, our intensely segregated districts of color that have the higher need students are still not getting all of the money they need in the governor's proposed budget. So we need to really call our state elected officials and push them on giving this $1 million to NYSED and making some correct changes, equitable changes to how the state is talking about funding school districts on Long Island.
Excellent. With housing, I just have something stuck in my mind right now.
Sure.
I heard something at the NAND conference. I should have written it down. I have to go back and check the video of who it was. But he mentioned the fact that people are leaving homes, and he even mentioned a church that couldn't maintain their building and their property because of oil costs. People are leaving their homes, their and possibly their inheritance, because they can't afford the cost, even if they just inherited the home, the expenses.
Correct. Well, this is an important point that we've been making, especially, and this is very pertinent on Long Island, where you have many people who have inherited homes. However, the value of the homes have risen. Mm-hmm. So many times you're talking to people, grandparents or even current couples who say, listen, if I had to purchase my house today, I would not be able to. But with the increase in the value of a home and the lack of building and affordable housing and the lack of a tax base, what happens is that then taxes rise for everyone.
Yes.
So you see an increase in property taxes. So even if someone is able to inherit a home, if you can't afford the property taxes, you're eventually going to lean it or lose it, or the upkeep, you're going to lose it. So this is why we have been saying for over 20 years to local officials, both in the municipality and on the state level, you have to build. You can build responsibly, but you cannot say no. Listen, there's a statewide program called a pro-housing community. The mayor of Mineola is the first locality on Long Island to take advantage of this. The state provides money to communities who are interested in becoming pro-housing communities to allow them to build affordable and other kinds of housing. It gives them some support for their infrastructure development. And basically what it allows them to do is build their communities up, build housing in their communities in the way they want to with affordability. It helps to revitalize the economy of the locality. And it's a simple thing. Once you get all of the information together and you submit it to the state. And so what we're saying to localities is, if you don't want to build affordable housing, and you all were complaining last year saying that the governor was using the stick, well, now she has the carrot. She's giving you all of the incentives you have to be able to help your current constituents lower their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you build more, then you have a larger tax base, so you don't have to tax the minority or the very few people who are there. You now can spread the wealth. Does that make sense?
Yes, because I wonder how sometimes we see all these businesses come in, they build up new shopping centers and things. They say, well, this is going to help us with our taxes, but then they give them 10 years tax-free, and our taxes keep going up.
And not only that, the other piece of that is the businesses can come in and build, but if the people who work in the businesses don't live on Long Island, then they are taking that money and taking it off the island.
Yes.
And so they're taking taking it back to their communities. They're taking it back to the city. But if you live here and you work here, if you can live in the community where you work, right, then you're also contributing back to that community. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are not understanding basic economics and basic math. So they're willing to say, hey, we don't want housing. We don't want those kind of people. We don't want this. And then on the other hand, they complain about high taxes. They don't want the state to be involved in housing, but they're still up in Albany begging for the state to give them money for education and hold them harmless because they're refusing to really contribute and build a larger tax base. You can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. You can't have it both ways.
The other question I want to ask you real quick is, do you deal with Manhattan at all?
I do.
So now, during the COVID epidemic, they were talking about a lot of empty office space.
Yeah. So I know where you're going, and this is something that developers are very interested in, and I think a lot of municipalities are interested in. Here's the catch. Sometimes it is more expensive to convert office building to living quarters than it is to just raise the whole thing. So one, you have to think about the zoning changes that need to happen. And then two, you have to think about conversions where they have to meet bathroom requirements and all these other requirements. So some of the developers are saying, look, it's too expensive. It's prohibitively expensive for me to convert. It's easier for me to knock it down and rebuild. Mm. So those are some of the challenges that we're seeing. I mean, the other thing is there are things we can do right now locally to address the affordable housing crisis. We could make changes to exclusionary zoning. We can bring more accessory dwelling units online. You know, we can do a little bit more transit-oriented development in other places. And the data shows that these things do not impact school, because a lot of times when you build more affordable housing, it's seniors who are aging in place, it's singles, newly graduated singles, or sometimes it's young couples. And the thing about young couples when they rent is that when they like that community, they try to purchase in this community. Mm-hmm. So what you have is you're playing the long game.
Right.
You know, it's a long game you're playing. It's an investment. So we have to really help people understand the issues instead of just listening to people who are using dog whistles and scare tactics. The data shows that schools actually don't become inundated. And right now on Long Island, in some of these communities, they need some of the schools to be inundated so they won't have to be going up to the state asking the governor to hold them harmless because they have declining enrollment because it's so expensive to live there.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing I wanted to flag is Liberty Gardens in Southampton. Ralph Fasano and the Concern Housing have been trying to build workforce housing and housing for veterans in Southampton. They've mocked it up. They've done all of the studies. They've done all of the environmental things, and they still are facing a huge resistance from this community who refuses to be open to affordable housing. Housing that will allow the people who work for them to be able to live there instead of having to create more traffic by coming in every day and going out every day. Right. So I just want people to really provide some support. Ralph Fasano has always been someone who has built housing for some of the most marginalized communities, and the housing has always been helpful. It's never been harmful to the communities in which it's in. So I just wanted to amplify that as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because we know during the epidemic, the Hamptons got even more crowded because a lot of people didn't go back to their apartments in the city. I know people who gave up their apartments in the city on the East End and decided just to stay on the East End.
Right.
So that is incredible. I've been stuck in a few traffic jams coming back from Wainscott.
Right. That's because most of the people that work there don't live there. They can't afford to.
These are
the common sense things that people are like, well, it will bring more traffic. Well, no, it won't. What brings more traffic is when people can't afford to live there, so they have to go in and out every day.
They're developing things like shuttle buses and everything from certain points. The other thing saying is that they need workers.
Well, yes, they need workers, but who's coming from the city to go all the way out east to work every day? You can't afford to live there.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the issue is that a lot of the restaurants and businesses are short on workers.
Yeah.
You know, all the way around, I would assume that all the businesses out there are short, you know, especially if people have difficulty traveling. And
they absolutely are. They absolutely are. Now, the other thing I also want to flag for you is June 5th, Erase Racism is having our annual benefit. And we just hope that everyone will support us. And if you can't attend, it's going to be at the Garden City Hotel from 5:30 to 8. We want you to at least purchase an ad or make a donation at www.eraseracismny.org.
Give us that website again.
www.eraseracismny.org.
Okay. Anything else you want to share with us?
I think that's all it is right now, but I'm sure I'll call in again, Brother Ali.
I certainly hope so.
Great. Have a great day. Spring is on its way, and I hope that we get some sunshine and we're able to relax. Oh, make sure people register to vote. Make sure that they support the Equal Rights Amendment that's going to be on the ballot in November. And we'll talk about that on my next phone.
I look forward to it.
Great.
All right, you take care.
Have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah! WUSB Stony Brook. We are in fundraising mode. Give us a call, 631-632-6901, or go to WUSB.FM. WUSB.FM.
Stop that!
Yeah, we need you to help us get over the hump. We need that money. We need some donations. 631-632-6901. We have pledge levels. $10, you can get a DJ Picks CD for $10. And each additional CD is another $5 each. $15 for the mug. $25 for the baseball cap. $50 for the WUSB t-shirt. $75 for the sweatshirt. $5 a month. $60 a year or more of yearly recurring pledges. You can get an exclusive WUSB tote bag and baseball cap. And this is Ahmed Ali here on the Cafe Ali radio show, trying to get you through the hump. You know, tomorrow's the hump day, so yeah. We'll get you over. So yes, give a call or go to WUSB.FM to support the radio station and keep us on the air. One thing that you have, well, it's free, but we do need your support, you know. But one day you may turn on your radio and in this spot where we are, you get no, and you want to hear something. I know you do. You want to hear something, you know. And believe me, we're not gaming on you, although Parliament might be. Yeah, we're all volunteers here. Volunteers and students. If anything, you're gaming on us. Because you guys get what you get, you know? And I know we have a lot of faithful supporters out there, but we need more, a lot of you who benefit from us, the sounds that we put out there, and, you know, ticket giveaways and everything that we do here. You get it for free. And we need you to step up and make your pledge of support. Doesn't have to be a lot, or it could be a lot. We'll take it. We'll take it. It's from $5 or whatever. Whatever you got. Help us out. Just while we're doing this groove here, I just have to say that the Bobby Wilson show at the Bolton Center got canceled. So he will not be coming to the Bolton Center. And I think, let me see if I can find it. He will be at the Tillis Center coming up. I believe it's the Tillis Center. Bobby Wilson doing a tribute show to his father, Jackie Wilson. But we do have coming up soon, we will be talking to the guitar player from Firefall. Hold on for a second. All right, we just got a pledge, a nice pledge from Brett, and he requested this song. So guess what? That's what he gets. He put his money where his ears are. Thank you, Brett. Thank you very much. All right. Yes. What I was saying about Bobby Wilson is he got canceled at the Bolton Center, but he is coming to the Tillis Center on Saturday, May 11th. And we got a lot of other good things coming up. Firefall is coming back to the Bolton Center, and Vanilla Fudge, as we spoke to Carmine, but we'll speak to Carmine again before that show and keep it right here. And do call in like Brett just did and make a nice donation. I'm grateful to him, extremely grateful for that, because I thought I wasn't going to get anything today. But it's been a good, you know, I've gotten a good amount. And especially those of you who I've gotten tickets for, and you guys came through and made the donations, came up, most of you. And I am extremely grateful, because it makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile here, helping to keep the station on the air. And we got some blues for you. The last few minutes of the show, we're going to give you some blues. Let's start off with Bobby Bland. WUSB Stony Brook. Still
okay, but I should have known, baby, you were gone to stay. I woke up screaming, and I'm still at misery. And I'll keep right on screaming till you come back home. Come back home to me.
Backbiter syndicator, standing all around the door. Backbiter syndicator, standing all around the door. And it whispered every day, hoping I had no way to stay. Come, you leave these syndicators alone. I can't understand the good that they don't mean you no good. I can't understand the good that you don't know they don't mean you no good. You'll find these kind of people in every neighborhood.
Shoes. Can't even win a nickel bet because of them that's got, of them that gets, and I ain't got nothing yet. I'm sneaking in and out, ducking my landlord. All I seem to do is stay in debt because because of them that's got, yeah, them that gets it. And I tell y'all, I ain't got nothing yet. That old saying, them that's got or them that gets it, is something I can't see. If you gotta have something before you can get something, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folk with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get what only them that's got supposed to get. And I ain't got nothing yet. That old saying, them that's got or them that gets is something I can't see. If you gotta have something before you can get something, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folk with long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get, oh, when only them that's got supposed to get. And I ain't got nothing yet. Whoa, I tell y'all, I ain't found nothing yet. You know, I just don't understand it. I can't seem to get a nickel or a dime for a cup of coffee. I need a hamburger. In fact, a hot dog wouldn't be too bad. I would just be grateful if I could get my hands on most anything right now.
One day every week, I prop myself at my front door. One day every week, I prop myself at my front door. And the police folks couldn't move me for that mailman blow. Was a little white paper Uncle Sam had done addressed to me. Was a little white paper Uncle Sam had done addressed to me. It meant one more week, 1 week of sweet prosperity. But bad news got to spreading, and my poor head started turning gray. But bad news got to spreading, and my poor head started turning gray. 'Cause Uncle Sam started chopping, cutting thousands off the WPA. Just a little pink slip in a long white envelope. Just a little pink slip in a long white envelope. By the end of my road was the last ray of